Vừa ra khỏi địa ngục, tây lại phải sanh vào.
Phulang Pottery Village, located 60 kilometers from Hanoi, in Phulang Ceramic Village in Que Vo District, Bac Minh Province, is one of the last remaining villages in northern Vietnam that have been producing ceramics since the 13th century. Located in the Cao River, the ceramic village of Phulang retains the simple beauty and peaceful atmosphere of yesteryear, with its narrow zigzag lanes, red brick walls, and the unchanging scenes of rural Vietnam. Jars, vases line the roads of the village because almost every family in the village makes pottery.
So here we are in the workshop. They make the pottery pictures, and you see, trang gốm is a Vietnamese trang picture, and gốm is a pottery. And the name of the owners, and they have a very nice slogan for that village. It's a lưu giữ hồn của đất. It means preserve the soul of the soil. That's the slogan of the village.
According to the book titled Kinh Bạc Ha Bạc, the founder of the pottery craft in Phulang was Mr. Lưu Phong Thu. In the Li dynasty, Mr. Thu was sent as an envoy to China, where he learned the pottery craft. Back in Vietnam, he passed on his knowledge to the people of Red River Delta. It was at the beginning of the Tran dynasty in the 13th century that pottery first appeared in Phulang.
Every single house in that village, they are the small workshop. They work at the small workshop with some workers. They make the stuff on, they make it become, from the clay, they make it become the pottery. So in that village, every house, they're gonna make the pottery products for daily use, like the jar, the bottle, or the bowl for you to eat every day. Beside of the daily use products, they're gonna make some thing to make to build the buildings, like the roof and the ceilings and everything. So if you go to the temple and pagoda in Vietnam, you see on the roof with a very nice curve, they all make it with the pottery or ceramics. So now here you can see the pottery painting. They make it all with the clay and the pottery. The artist, they gonna make the whole painting like that with the whole pot, the whole clay. And then they're going to split it. You can see some crackle like that with the knife. And then they put it on the kiln. They're going to put it on the kiln and burn it for some hour, like another ceramic stuff. And then after that, they have the whole painting like that. It's so beautiful. It's amazing.